Aniara presents The Art of Being Caroline. Book one in the series about Caroline by Peter Barlack. Chapter one. I feel like the wind is getting under my skin. It's Monday morning, I step off the bus in Lidingo Town Centre and try to persuade myself that going to work is fun. I'm listening to Robin through my earphones. Not even that helps. It's starting to rain, so I veer in under the overhang and past the row of shops. Svetlana and the other beggars aren't here yet. I head into the supermarket, past the produce section and the absurdly long deli counter without saying hi to anyone. In the narrow staff corridor, I punch my card in the time clock, which goes by the name of Agda. You do know you're supposed to change before you punch in, don't you, Carrie? Daniela. She knows I hate being called Carrie. I turn and realise she's been lurking in the alcove that really only fits a photocopier. She points to a handwritten sign on the notice board above the time clock. I don't need to read it to know what it says. Punch in after changing, punch out before changing. My heart is screaming, mind your own business. My mouth says, of course, sorry, I wasn't thinking. Fine. Just don't do it again. Daniela smiles with her whole fake tanned face and walks out onto the shop floor. Was she spying? In the past, I never had to make myself enjoy working. Our boss, Henrik Lundqvist, loved me and put me in charge of the deli counter and let me make Caroline's tapas. I got to work flexible hours and he took my ideas seriously. The staff felt they worked at the Lighthouse Market and our customers felt that's where they did their shopping. As far as I'm concerned, we made the shop as personal as was humanly possible. Then his youngest daughter fell ill, so he and his family moved to Thailand. He sold the shop to our next door rival and everything turned into Max Food. Two big supermarkets become one preposterously enormous one. These days, our only bragging point is that there's at least a mile between the cucumbers and the milk. All the personal touches are gone, and everything is centrally managed. Our new store manager is Daniela Anderson, who knows nothing about the Lighthouse Market, our customers, or Lidingo, but everything about Max Food. She's about 40 years old, has brown, glowing eyes, white polished teeth, and adorable dimples. I bet every last member of the staff fell in love with her the first time she stepped through the doors. Now we know better. There's never been a less genuine person. But everyone sucks up to her and no one talks behind her back. I never stole things when Henrik Lundqvist was in charge. Barely so much as a lousy olive. He took me under his wing when I'd hit rock bottom and that means you just don't do things like that. But now, in order to cheer myself up at work, I've started looking for clever ways to cook nicer dinners on a budget. In the discard bin out back, there's almost always meat that's past its sell-by date. I usually grab it if I'm closing. But that's hardly stealing, more like being environmentally conscious, and it was always allowed, back when Henrik Lundqvist ran the place. Somewhat more refined is my taking an expensive product from the deli, labelling it as something cheap and then buying it for myself. Today, I'm working the meat counter with bitter old geezer Ralph and crazy, amazing dyke Annalena Samuelson, who calls herself ALS. I have my eye on a happy fillet of beef aged for 40 days on a farm outside the small town of Flen. It's beautifully marbled and coloured a red so dark it's almost black, and it costs 400 kroner a pound. When ALS is busy with some fancy Lidingo lady being persnickety about the mortadella, and Ralph is in the bathroom, I put my biggest coup so far into motion. I cut a good-sized slab of fillet, trying for a pound and missing by less than half an ounce. I have a good eye for these things. I tag it as beef chuck, the cheapest cut we sell. It comes to 43 kroner. If I had charged the real price, it would have been 350. I write C on the parcel and stick it in the fridge behind the counter, hidden behind someone else's sausages. It's 7:02 p.m. and I'm finished for the day. I made extra sure to clock out before I changed because I didn't want any trouble. I've put a bunch of other things in my basket as well. Root vegetables and potatoes, partly because they're cheap, partly because they go well with beef chuck stew in case anyone is suspicious. When I'm buying things, I always choose the till with the least experienced person. Today, that's a girl whose name I don't know. She's wearing too much makeup and brings to mind one of the innumerable blonde jokes.